Unit 11, Our Future. Course Book, Step 1-2. Listen and find out who is talking to whom.
Conversation number 1.
Come closer, my dear. There's nothing to be afraid of. So you want to know more about your future, do you?
I don't know, really. Actually, I didn't really want to come at all. My friends said it would be a bit of fun.
Don't be afraid. Just show me your hand. Ah, yes, very interesting. Oh, yes, my dear, you will be very attractive when you grow up. Very attractive indeed. And let me see. Yes, you will work in a very big restaurant. You will be a very famous cook. Oh, yes, very famous. And you will be married. And you will have, let me see, 2 children, a girl and a boy. And you will live in a nice big bungalow of your own. And you will have quite a lot of money. Certainly enough to lead a comfortable life. And in your spare time, you will play lots and lots of tennis.
Conversation number 2.
And this is your friend, is it? How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Now, let's see. What will your future be like? Let me have your hand, my dear. Ah, yes. Now you will be a teacher, yes, a teacher. A teacher of mathematics and physical education. You will really love your job. You will be married, too, and you will have 3 children, probably 2 boys and a girl. You will live in a house of your own, and you will have a car. Now, what about your free time? Yes, skiing will be your favorite activity. You will go skiing nearly every weekend in the winter.
Conversation number 3.
And now you, my dear. What's your name?
Angela.
And you want to know more about your future, do you, Angela?
No, not really. I only came along to see if you really can predict the future.
So you don't believe in me, do you?
No, I don't. Not at all.
Well, give me your hand. Perhaps I can persuade you. Ah, yes. Very interesting. You will be tall and very, very thin.
That's not difficult to predict. I'm thin now.
Ah, but that's not all. I can tell you, you will be an actress.
Oh, no.
And what's more, my dear, you will get married when you are very young. Too young, because soon you will be divorced. You won't have any children, so you will have lots of spare time. You will have a boat, because you like sailing, and you'll spend a lot of time sitting on your boat, playing cards.
Super, but I don't believe a word of it.
Step 1-3. Listen again and write the number of the dialogues in the boxes. Step 2-1. An interview. Match what people say with what they do. Put the correct letter next to the sentences.
Would you prefer to live now or in the year 2050?
I think I'd rather live in the year 2050.
Can you tell me why?
Well, firstly, there'll be less pollution.
Do you really think so?
Yes, definitely. The air will be cleaner.
But there'll be fewer wild animals, fewer lions, fewer tigers.
Yes, that's true, but people will be happier. There won't be so many poor people, and of course, there'll be less illness in the world.
That'll be nice.
Yes, it means I won't have so much work. You see, I'm a doctor.
Step 2.7. Pronunciation. Intonation, rising. Listen and repeat. In English, speakers can show surprise by making their voice rise on the strong sound. This rise can be marked like this.
Number 1. John. Number 2. You think so? Number 3, Germany. Number 4, that's true. Number 5, I'll be a doctor. Number 6, they'll look like rockets. Number 7, she'll be married. Number 8, a video phone.
Step 2.8. Listen. Who is making the prediction? Write the number of the name in the pictures.
Welcome to our weekly magazine programme, Focus on the Future. This evening, I have some people in the studio who are going to give their opinions about life in 100 years' time. Let me ask Keith Mitchell first. Keith, would you prefer to live now or in 100 years' time?
I'm not really sure. Anyway, I'm living now, so there isn't much choice, is there? If nothing is done about life on Earth, there'll be nothing to enjoy in the future anyway.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, I'm a member of the organization Friends of the Earth, which is an anti-pollution organization. It says in our magazine that if nothing is done to stop pollution, in 10 years' time there will be no butterflies left in Europe. I think that would be awful, don't you?
Oh, yes, I quite agree.
And many other depressing things will happen too. For example, all the forests will die. Just imagine, no trees left at all in Europe.
Oh, yes, I'm sure we all agree. It's really important that something should be done. Well, thank you, Keith. Now let's turn to Jackie O'Connor. Jackie, would you rather live in 100 years' time too?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
I think it will be awful. I heard a program on the radio last night about life on other planets. A writer on science fiction said that there are already people from Mars living in England and that one day they will take over the Earth. I was so frightened I couldn't sleep all night.
Did you really believe what they said on the radio?
Yes, I'm really afraid this will happen one day.
Now, what about George Knight? George, what do you expect the future to be like?
Oh, really nice. I'd love to live in the future.
Can you tell us why?
Oh, there are many reasons. One important reason is that I'm sure that by the end of the century, we will be able to cure most illnesses, and many people will live until they are 100 years old. I think that would be fantastic, don't you?
It certainly would, if it actually happens. Let me turn to Mrs. Harding now. You're an English teacher, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
So what about you? When would you prefer to live, now or in 100 years' time?
Oh, now, definitely.
Why are you so sure?
Well, I'll probably be out of work in 100 years' time. I'm almost certain that machines will be able to do my job one day.
Aren't you being too pessimistic about the future?
No, I don't think so. It's already possible to buy teaching machines, and computer programs that will help pupils to learn.
Yes. Well, you may be right. Let me now ask Debbie Reynolds. What's your opinion, Debbie? When would you prefer to live? Now or in 100 years' time?
In 100 years' time, I think.
Can you tell me why?
Well, I think it will be nicer. Life will be much easier, I think. Yesterday, I read in the newspaper that in 100 years' time, many people will own an electric car, especially people living in towns. The newspaper said that you will only need to change the battery once a week. I'd love to own a car.
You think this prediction will come true?
Yes, definitely. It has to come true because soon there will be no oil left.
Well, thank you all very much for coming. It was very interesting to hear your opinion of what life will be like in 100 years' time.